Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, good morning and welcome to our conference call of BMW Group third quarter 2022. There's a slight change to the agenda today. Nicola Peter, member of the Board of Management of BMW AG Finance, will be the one who will be giving you the overview of business development and the key figures of BMW Group. After that, he is, of course, ready to take your questions. The reason for this is our CEO, Oliver Zipse, cannot be with us today. He is participating in the trip to China with Federal Chancellor Scholz and members of the of business representatives. Let me just make a few remarks. BMW Group is a global company. It is in 140 countries that we sell our vehicles. We produce at 31 plants in 15 countries, and we maintain a global research and development network. Europe, with our home market Germany, as well as Asia and China, and America, including the United States, count among our most important markets. All over the world, we are very strong and reliable partners with a long-term focus. Today, as the global economy, our industry is closely intertwined. This is why we continue to work for cooperation across countries and constructive work together. From our point of view, this is the only right way in order to also tackle the major issues of our times, above all, climate change. What matters here are the major regions, such as China, Europe, and the United States. With their influence and their economic power, they can make a significant contribution. Protectionism is something that diametrically opposes these endeavors. We need dialogue. This is why our CEO is very happy to be part of the delegation of our Federal Chancellor Scholz. Now, said enough, I will now give the floor to our member of the Board of Management for Finance, Nicola Peter. Thank you, Max, for these words of introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. In the third quarter, BMW Group delivered a very solid performance. In a globally highly volatile business environment, we can look back on a successful quarter. Sales totaled just under 588,000 vehicles, which is on par with the strong prior year quarter. The EBIT margin in the automotive segment came in at 8.9%, which is at the high end of our target range for 2022. The semiconductor shortage and supply chain disruptions have been with us all year, not to mention bottlenecks in vehicle and parts logistics, partly due to pandemic-related lockdowns in China. All of these things have disrupted production. Since we were unable to fully meet demand, we adjusted our volume targets at the half-year mark. For the full year, we're targeting slightly lower sales than in 2021. That is, with solid growth forecasted for the second half of the year. After the third quarter, we're on track to meet this goal. Thanks to our flexible production network, we once again did an excellent job of steering the BMW Group through the difficult supply situation in the third quarter. From purchasing to supplier management to sales and marketing, our employees are delivering the highest standard of performance each and every day and are doing everything they can to meet customer demand. We are partnering with our suppliers to continuously optimize our processes and make them more effective and more efficient. Flexibility and operational excellence are what make the BMW Group resilient. Our sales are also benefiting from our presence in the key three regions of the world, Europe, the Americas, and Asia, as well as from a highly attractive and updated model. This became especially clear in the month of September, where sales grew by 6.6% compared to the same month of last year. Our order books remain full, in particular for our highly attractive range of all-electric models. Here, we continue to see dynamic growth. In the first 9 months, we delivered more than 128,000 BEVs to customers, an increase by 114.8% compared to the previous year. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at the financial key figures for the first 9 months. I'll start at group level. Third quarter revenues were up 35.3% on the previous year, reaching just under 37.2 billion euros. Revenues for the first 9 months climbed to 103 billion euros. This significant increase in revenues mainly resulted from the full consolidation of our Chinese joint venture, BBA. Group earnings before tax for the third quarter reached 4.1 billion euros, which is 20% higher than the already strong result in the same quarter in the previous year. Pre-tax earnings September year-to-date totaled just under 20.3 billion euros. This 54% increase over the previous year largely came from the fair market valuation of previously held equity interests in BBA, which resulted in a one-time effect of around 7.7 billion euros. The group EBT margin came in at 11% for the third quarter and 19.6% for the first 9 months. Our research and development costs, in accordance with IFRS, totaled just under 4.9 billion euros for the year to the end of September. This represents a year-on-year increase of 12.6%. The R&D ratio, according to the German Commercial Code, stood at 4.7% at the end of September. Due to the strong increase in revenues, this figure was 0.6 percentage points lower than for the same period last year. We expect the figure for the full year to be within our target range of 5 to 5.5%. We're constantly working on the future of sustainable individual mobility and the long-term transformation of the BMW Group. To achieve this, we're investing in new models, including our Neue Klasse. In the third quarter, we once again pushed forward with electrification of our vehicle fleet and digitalization. For example, the Leipzig plant launched its second line for standard production of battery modules. This way, the plant is making an important contribution to supplying the growing number of electrified vehicles with battery components. At the Dingolfing plant, we rolled out an innovative digital system for the production of axle supports. This makes us more flexible and ensures optimal use of our production capacity. Capital expenditure for the first 9 months of 2022 totaled just under 4.7 billion euros, 2 billion euros more than the figure for the previous year. More than 40% of this increase is the result of investments at BBA. In the first 9 months, investment was also focused on the ramp-up of e-mobility. We expect to see the usual seasonal increase in investment activity in the fourth quarter. The CAPEX ratio for the year to the end of September was 4.5%. For the full year 2022, we expect a CAPEX ratio of around 5.5%. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the individual segments. Let's begin with the automotive segment. Segment revenues for the third quarter totaled 32.3 billion euros and were therefore 42.7% higher year-on-year. Revenues for the year-to-date reached a new all-time high of 89 billion euros. The full consolidation of BBA made a significant contribution to this increase. Other operational business factors also benefited revenues. We're still able to ask for good prices for our vehicles. In combination with a consistently strong model mix and positive development in pre-owned car markets, we were able to more than offset the impact of the decrease in sales. Currency translation effects also played a part due to the weak euro. The cost of sales in the automotive segment reached 27.3 billion euros in the third quarter and 75.4 billion euros for the first nine months. This is 30% higher than for the same period of last year. Here, once again, the full consolidation of VBA into the group financial statements contributed to the operational increase in the year-on-year comparison. Headwinds from the full consolidation had a total impact of 2.7 billion euros. Of this amount, depreciation from the purchase price allocation accounted for around 1.4 billion euros as planned. Around 1.3 billion euros in intercompany profits from intergroup deliveries were eliminated in the first half year. In the first nine months, we also saw an increase in costs for materials and logistics of almost 2 billion euros, partly due to the developments in raw material and energy prices. The higher percentage of electrified vehicles also contributed to the increase in costs. The segment's third quarter operating results totaled just under 2.9 billion euros, a 63.6% increase on the same quarter last year. EBIT for the year to the end of September was only slightly lower than last year's at 7.7 billion euros. However, the figure for 2021 included the partial release of the provision for the EU antitrust proceedings. EBIT for the current year was also impacted by the effects from the full consolidation of VBA that I already mentioned. Overall, we're seeing a high earnings quality, which is also reflected in the EBIT margin. The figure for the third quarter was 8.9%, and for the first nine months, it was 8.7%. This keeps us on track for the high end of our target range of 7%-9% for the full year. Excluding the consolidation effects mentioned above, the EBIT margin would be 10.1% for the quarter and 11.7% for the first nine months. This underlines the strong operating performance of our core business. The segment's financial results for the year to the end of September totaled around 8.2 billion euros and was therefore 6.5 billion higher year-on-year. The main driver for this was the revaluation of the previously held VBA shares, resulting in a one-time effect of 7.7 billion euros. The at equity results decreased by just under 1.4 billion euros since earnings from the VBA joint venture were only included until 10th of February. Free cash flow in the automotive segment totaled 9.9 billion euros at the end of September. It includes an inflow totaling 5 billion euros from the acquisition of VBA's liquid funds in the first quarter. In the third quarter, free cash flow stood at 2.1 billion euros, primarily due to the high operating profit. In the fourth quarter too, we will see increased investments in electromobility. We also expect higher advanced tax payments as a result of business profit. For the full year, we're therefore still targeting a free cash flow of at least 10 billion euros. In the financial services segment, just over 1.18 million new contracts were concluded with retail customers in the first nine months of the year. This decrease of 21.9% from the previous year reflects higher interest rates in general and the price increases associated with them. At the same time, competition remains intense in the financial services sector. In addition, the tight supply situation over the course of the year led to limited availability of new vehicles. Thanks to our strong product mix and higher transaction prices, we have been able to partially offset the downtick in the new contracts with the higher contract volume of financed vehicles. The volume of new business from all financing and leasing contracts with retail customers was therefore only 13.2% lower than for the same period of last year. Segment earnings before tax for the first